News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Passengers arriving into Ireland without a negative COVID-19 test will be held in quarantine for up to 2 weeks under plans agreed by Cabinet on COVID-19 last night. And anyone travelling from Brazil or South Africa will also be held in state-run quarantine for up to a fortnight. So what does the travel and tourism industry make of this? Joining me now is CityJet Chairman Pat Byrne. Pat, what's your view on what you're hearing?
Good morning, Ciara. What I'm hearing is, first of all, I don't understand why people would actually arrive in here without a negative test, because they should be made to declare their negative test before they board from their point of origin. So I think in the first place, there's a lot of hype about putting people in hotels and quarantining them because...
So a tiny number is what you're saying?
It's tiny numbers. Also, too, as well, there's an enormous amount of hype about the number of people or the number of cases that are attributable to travel. The numbers, I believe, are below 1.5%. And even Antonishta last night on TV was actually basically saying it is not a massive problem. But I think that it is more panic and it's just continuing to intensify lockdown. We seem to be a one-trick pony in trying to deal with the whole problem. And we are vilifying the airline industry, which has a massive knock-on effect on the tourism and hospitality industries as well. And we just seem to go for more lockdown all the time. We're not actually really approaching the issue and the problem in a sensible and balanced and rational manner, in my view.
I'd have to argue with you on one point. You said, well, it's only 1% comes from travel. But the reality is, at the start of December, none of the cases here were the UK variant. Now, almost 70% of them are the UK variant. They all came from travel. How we categorise it is a little different. If I arrive from the UK and I'm infected, I'm, yes, a travel-related case. But if I go to a wedding and infect 100 people, they're community transmission. But the truth is, it all came from travel. The only way to protect us at this point with these new variants is to ring-fence us in some way.
There's an enormous amount of outbreak in healthcare settings. And, you know, I think that what we're missing a very important tool here. We are not looking at rapid antigen testing throughout the community. And that's what we should be doing. I completely agree with insisting on people coming into the country being able to prove that they're not infectious. Absolutely agree with that. That's not an issue. But we are not attending this problem responsibly, I believe, throughout the community. Rapid antigen testing is there. It is not being embraced by NPHET. They haven't approved it. It has not been widely used. It should be used to get healthcare workers back into the workplace and free up more beds. It should be throughout the whole community on a regular and routine basis. And government should be promoting this as well as promoting metabolic health. And they're not. The answer is lockdown and more lockdown all the time.
In fairness to NPHET, they have said that it isn't as sensitive as PCR, and we already know that PCR testing has almost a 30% failure rate. So it'll still miss. I take your point. It's rapid. It's cheap. It's all of that. But it's going to miss a huge amount of cases. And if we actually want to stop the spread of this thing, we're not able to use a leaky sieve to protect us. We have to actually put something around us that's a little more robust, perhaps.
I believe that if people are trusted to actually look after themselves as well, it is a help. Everybody who can actually determine if there's anybody in their family, in their community that's infectious through routine, I'm talking about twice, three times a week on a national programme of rapid antigen testing. We did it ourselves at Christmas. We found that one of us in the house had COVID. We cancelled Christmas. We were responsible. I know of many other families who've done exactly the same thing. And I do not understand why this has not been discussed on a national basis.
And that was the right thing that you did, but equally you could rely on an antigen test by saying, oh, look, nobody in the house has COVID, and one of you still could have had the COVID because the antigen test will miss that much. Just lastly, obviously the quarantining and all of that is one issue, but air travel itself can be very risky if community rates are high. Now, I know that the air travel industry has done as much as they can, but if you are sitting in close proximity to an index case on a plane, irrespective of mask wearing, particularly with these variants, you are in trouble. And community rates are high, Pat.
Community rates are high. Yes, I accept that. But I also believe that sitting on an airplane is one of the safer places you can be with the HEPA filtration system. And that is a scientific fact. The other thing, too, is we have to remember we are part of the EU. Yes, we have. We are separated by water, but we are putting ourselves at an enormous disadvantage by cutting ourselves off and mooring ourselves as an island in the Atlantic. We have to pay attention to that. We're not New Zealand. We never can be New Zealand. We are part of the EU. We're also dealing with it, with the fallout from Brexit as well. So we just cannot just cut ourselves off from the rest
of
the EU.
Last question for you. There has been a suggestion from Europe that we would ring fence the whole of Europe, not just on one island or a two island solution. Is there any merit in that? Is it even possible?
I think it probably is possible. I think that when we accept that, you know, there is, you know, the disease is prevalent throughout the entire block of the EU, I think that should be treated as a common travel area and a common bubble. And I think that there is an enormous amount of hype been spoken about new strains and the next new strain. That's all part of the fear that has been put into people and has actually paralysed our way of thinking as a nation of how to deal with this.
Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning on the programme. That is CityJet Chairman there, Pat Byrne.